It's a very exciting time right now to be a member of the FFA, but it's also exciting to be a member of the FFA alumni. And why would you encourage someone to become a member of the organization?
The FFA alumni is an organization basically designed to service and support the FFA organization. If you have a passion for the Blue Jacket, you wore a Blue Jacket, you have sons and daughters, nieces and nephews that are wearing a Blue Jacket now, and you want to make sure that their experience is enhanced, join your FFA local alumni. They are their sole purpose in life is to support the local FFA agricultural education program and the students that are in it. We hopefully make their life better.
Why is it important now more than ever to support those local chapters?
No matter where you live, every school district around is having problems and having to make decisions on what programs get cut. Nobody has, the money is not there. It isn't coming in like it used to, whether it's through state cuts or local tax. That money has to come from someplace. And we found a lot of times fundraising is one of the best things that a support group or the FFA alumni can do for an ag education program to take that burden off the ag teacher. Ag teachers are grossly overworked. They spend a lot of time in there with their students, with a lot of different programs. If we can take just one thing off their back and relieve some of that financial burden, that's a huge help.
How long have you been involved with the FFA alumni?
I'm going to go over 20 years, probably 25. I've kind of lost track. It's just been something that's been a passion for a lot of years, and it's kind of grown, and one thing has led to another, and now I am, serving as president.
And I know that you started out in Illinois. You've had many journeys along the National Trail as well. But what can you say is one experience that you will be taking away and applying during your year as presidency, but also just anywhere down the road, like a value or just something that has really struck you?
Oh, years ago, we were involved in a barn restoration project, and we ended up in Tennessee. And all the students go down, and we're going to Tennessee in the spring, and it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be 75. We're all going to work on our tans because we're from the Midwest. And we get down there, and instead of 75, it's 45, and then 40, and then 35, and there's sleet and rain and snow. It was just horrible conditions to try to rebuild and repaint a barn. But yet the only problem we ever had with the students, the whole 3 to 4 days that we was down there, is when we tried to take them away from the project to go show them a point of interest in Tennessee that they may not have had the opportunity to see, and they didn't want to leave until the project was done. And I think that was probably the most my aha moment where you got it, that this is for the kids because they're really doing it for the right reason.
And that's great that you've had that aha moment. And so that somebody else can maybe have their own, what are the requirements to become an FFA alumni member?
Well, jokingly, I like to tell them a pulse. But basically what we'd like to have is a pulse, and the reason why they have that is because they have passion for ag education and for the students and FFA in general. If you have that and you want to support that organization, whether or not you wore the Blue Jacket when you was in school really doesn't mean anything. The name is a little bit misleading to that. We are after true agricultural education supporters. However that comes to us, we are thrilled to have them.
Well, thank you again for your time and safe travels on your journey while you serve as the National FFA Alumni President. Again, that was Jim McCray from Illinois serving as the National FFA Alumni President. And this is Amy Burke with FFA Today.